Tristan, you say everything about ghosts, and I will nod and be sure, and then we'll be good.
I'm joking.
We were just saying when you were on your peace conference, it was like Tristan has all the things to say about ghosts. I can't remember anybody's names.
Actually, that's kind of funny because I was actually going to come on here and say that I have about three words to say about Kamen Rider, and two of those words are Ultraman's better, and I'm saving up the third word. I'm not sure.
I've heard Ultraman is pretty good now. I've heard Ultraman's good these days.
Yeah,
it is.
I think Phil said that. Yeah, and someone on Facebook said that.
Yeah, it's kind of the redheaded stepchild of like these kinds of shows among like American and English-speaking viewers, and I feel like that should change, but maybe that's for another time. I don't know.
Okay. Now, I would like to start out by being the person who normally doesn't watch these Kamen Riders, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna...
You don't watch the Kamen Rider?
Oh, my God.
So, I'm gonna start out, right? The last Kamen Rider that I've seen in its entirety was Gaim.
Excellent choice.
And I loved Gaim.
It was great.
Minus the ending.
Of course. I mean, yeah.
Right.
But I loved Gaim. Like, loved. At first, and when you heard the premise, when you first heard the premise, you're like, oh, no.
Yeah. Then you appropriately skipped Drive.
And then I tried Drive, and it wasn't my... I mean, it's bored me. I'm not really... It's fine. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't finish it either. So, and I didn't finish it, like, someone who's, like, way more enthusiastic about Kamen Rider. So, I will
quickly say, as much as I did not like Drive, I thought the finale was good. For a series, Kamen Rider in general, which I think tends to have bad finales, I think it was one of the better ones in recent memory. Even though the series as a whole, meh, whatever.
Well... That's one point for Drive, I guess.
Right. I give you that.
And then after Drive, it's Ghost?
Yes.
Okay. So, again, the premise of Ghost, right, sounds great to me when I first heard it. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll check this out.
Yeah. No, just Ghost more.
And, and in watching Ghost at the beginning, I'm like, you know what? This might be a thing. I mean, I'm not gonna like watch every week, but you know, I'll watch things. And so, and then we're talking about it on the show. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna actually see this one out because you know, there's some interesting things going on here. But as I'm watching it, I'm just like, oh wait, I've seen this before. Gaim, only more not. No, like it has this whole notion of like this other world and then like these godly overtones and I'm like, and what really gets to me is like, I understand. Look, I'm gonna use this analogy. We here at MPS, there's four of us here, right? We a team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we like each other a lot. You know, I feel like if one of us ain't here, you know, there's a little piece missing, you know what I'm saying? You know, but, you know, we a team. If one of y'all died, okay?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Y'all died. One of y'all died. I'll be sad. I will be sad. However, I am not.
Where is this going?
My life is not going to stop. And... because one of y'all has gone and passed, and then it's like, oh sure, is there a notion where maybe we can bring you back? I gonna risk my life for it?
Hold on, question. Does the level of sadness change based on which one of us dies?
you could say you like me the least, Lisa, it's okay.
Wow. Anyways.
is there a definitive ranking?
Is there a ranking?
How do you rank all the MPS members in terms of who you'd be most sad about dying? 1 out of 5. 1 to 5. Would you give Rangers okay, episode? So you give Seamus like a high 3?
2 of you both get 3s, but one of it's a high 3.
What's the 411? I mean, that's weird.
So I think it definitely goes Lisa gets the 4 and you guys get the 1-1. I'm kidding.
But I mean, yes, it's a very out there analogy to use. But what I'm saying is like the melodramatic way of like, oh my gosh, my life is going to end if this one. I mean, yeah, sure. Like this guy, yeah, to save the world. Yeah, sure. Yeah, it'll be sad that like we don't have this guy to save the world anymore. But come on, it was so dragged out and just so belaboring. I'm just like, some point, I'm like, I'm done. I'm over it. Like, I'm just watching it just because I gotta talk about it on the show. Like, I'm done.
I guess for me, like, the question, because it's a different kind of question. It's like, if somebody is dead and gone, and you're gonna do something to bring them back that's like totally off the wall, that's one thing. Takeru is not, he's dead, but he's not gone. He basically isn't dead. Like, this is the thing that bothers me about the whole thing. Is like, it's ghost.
Mm-hmm.
It's ghost. Like, it's a dead person. It's supposed to be about dead people, but it's not really about that at all. He's there with him. He can touch things. He can interact. He resumes his job. He, like, everything is exactly the same, so it's he's not dead.
There's just a clock on, you might be dead in 100 days, maybe.
I was going to say, did they ever say anything like, oh my gosh, if you're completely dead, then you actually disappear from this world? Or is it just, you're just still intangible?
If you die as a ghost, you die for real.
But like, there was always something for him to either restart the clock or stop the clock, right? There was always something, right? So it was, at first, dad saves him, then it took like 5 million years throughout the whole series to go through the next 90 days.
Yeah.
You know? And
which
then,
to their credit, I mean, everybody was assuming it would be, oh, okay, so call me when the next 12 episodes are done or something, like, assuming that that was how long it was going to take. And instead it took the entire series.
Yeah.
Which was right? Nice.
And then the Gramps was just like, yeah, you know, I had the ability to like, you know, come bring him back to life the first time. But after that happened, bruh. You got me, bruh. You know what I mean? So it's this whole notion of, and here's the thing, right? It is called Kamen Rider Ghost, and I get it. But is it called Kamen Rider Daddy Issues? Like, is that the subtitle? Because everybody got a daddy issue. Everybody got an issue with their parent. Everybody got an issue with someone, well, dying, because Ghost.
That's a pretty common theme in Kamen Rider just in general.
Dude, that's a common theme in tokusatsu in general. Jeez.
True.
You're talking about fathers?
Because
to me, I felt like it was a very strong like family theme across the board.
It just, everybody died. Mm-hmm. Like, whoever they saved, their daddy died. Whoever they talked to, the mama died. Whoever
or
they...
having
know,
sexy fantasies about your sister.
All sorts of things.
That too. You know, it just,
that did
like,
happen.
My sister died, my brother died, my uncle died, my mama died, my cat died, my dog died. Everybody died. Everybody's dying now, right? And some people can't come back now. But, you know, this fool, Takeru, he's just chilling. Because he got a driver or whatever you call him or whatever you want to, whatever. So I don't know, man. Like, it's just, it did deal with death. Like, the whole ghost thing, like, I get your notion, Tristan, of like, hey, Takeru wasn't dead. But everybody else was, and they dealt with it all the time. Like, the notion of death and finality, and then people came back all the time. See, that's the other thing. See, that's my problem. See, the heroes came back all the time. They came back all the time. Other people just died. Everybody just died. They died. He died. She died. Everybody died. Done. Everybody. And then the what is it? Gangma, you know, gang style, whatever they call.
Yes.
That people,
Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style.
Them people, you know, they die twice. Like, you know, because that's how we roll. Like, I mean, it's so, yes, the whole, the show dealt with death a lot. However, the way in which they dealt with it, I'm just like, I'm good. I'm all right. And then not only did they deal with death, now they're going to make Takeru like, oh, well, you can become immortal. You can become a god. You could become, like, dude, you did that in Gaim. Like, come on, bruh.
Yeah.
Stop. So it just got annoying to me. It just really did.
Yeah. I have to say, like, My opinion changed a lot. I don't necessarily think the Ghost is bad. This is the weird thing. I mean, you want to talk about aggressively average. I feel like this is kind of the show like that exemplifies that, because I don't necessarily look at it and think, oh, you did so much wrong. It was just sort of like you did things just kind of fine. You know, like it's just very fine. It's extremely fine.
Comparing this to, say, and it's a weird thing to say, comparing it to Dino Charge slash Dino Supercharge, I never felt like Ghost was over-promising anything. You know what I mean? Like, it never felt like it was like, hey, here's an idea, we kind of explored it, and it was fine. Whereas with Dino Charge, it's like, here's a lot of really cool ideas that we're not going to do anything with.
Right. Now watch us not follow through, right? Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. This is a very, very weird. Like, because there's so many things that I could cite and be like, that's cool, or that's an interesting thing. I've already lost a lot of the names, but like the, oh man, not Onari.
Akari?
Akari, that's it.
Akari, yes. Warrior.
Science chick, like, coming at this from her scientific perspective and like having her thing with Onari and his supernatural perspective. Like, there were so many aspects where I was like, this is cool. So now what?
There was no taking it to the next level. It was just sort of like, okay.
Like, and they actually, what, Tweedledee and Tweedledum, what's the names? The ones that didn't do nothing, but then, like, one had a thing with his mama.
One had one, and I was waiting for the other one.
And the other one didn't. It was like, nope.
Ran out of time. Okay.
Don't need that. That's fine. You know? And then all these other, like, different leaders that were from the Gangnam style people that were little bosses, but then we didn't really get to know much about them, really. And then they go and they come.
The long-haired guy.
Yes!
I felt like he was, like, supposed to be some celebrity person. Like, or some, like, because he showed up, like, for like three episodes or
something.
And
that's it. And done.
And that didn't even do it much.
I taught that guy. Boom. And then bye.
And then that's it.
Deuces. I don't know, man. Like, it feels as if, like, it was trying to be a gime and it was chugging along being a gime. Like, I didn't hate it. But then, you know, there were other things I'm just like, I'm good. Yeah. I'm all right. You're not gime. You'll never be gime. Goodbye.
It's very much a generic Kamen Rider show. Like, there's a very much a formula that a lot of them follow, and it ends up being the better ones are the ones that have better characters than anything else. Because even now watching X8, it still feels the same in the sense that our first 13 episodes are going to be us just doling out a new power in every episode. That's it. Very little plot, just one-off stories. We're not even going to focus on our large narrative until we have all of these fancy powers out and we're getting towards our first main full power-up mode. And then once we do that, we will slowly start to give you an actual story. But right now, it's just very, you know, by the books. And that happens with so many Kamen Rider series. And it just gets very disappointing and bogged down, because at least in like Gaim, you could already see them slowly giving you pieces of the story. Yes, we're having all these episodes early on that just power, 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 but there's still a little more behind it. Here in X8 and in Ghost, it just wasn't anything. It was the closest they had to a story for Ghost was getting to the first attempt to resurrect him, but even that was, you know, just it was just weak. I don't know.
And then they tried the same thing with, like, in Gaim with the DJ and Gramps. The same thing.
Yeah.
And at one point, I was just like, wait a minute, maybe they're not the same person. Maybe that's the little twist. They wanted us to think that they were the same person, but they're not. And at the end, like, oh no, I am. Look at me.
And in Gaim, that whole thing, the revealing of the DJ as being someone way more important was done with such grace. Mm-hmm. Like, the record did not skip once. Like, it was just cool. And it came out and was like, oh snap, I didn't even.
Right.
You know, like, it, right. And here it was almost like,
Oh, you remember that really cool thing that we did back in the day? Remember?
Right. Like, almost like, I forgot, but by the way, you know.
Like, like the Gramps thing, like really just whatever. I mean, the, crap, man. Like, it just, to me, like, I don't, like, and then there's like little side jags of like, oh, look, there's just another brother that like died of some illness. Like, I don't give two rats about some rando that don't have nothing to do with this. I mean, a little bit of dope, but nothing to do with the story. I don't.
Which one was this?
Okay. So you have Alan, right? And then you have, evil Adele. One, Adele, right? Mm-hmm. Rolling in the deep.
Right.
Then you got, what's the girl's name? Aaliyah or something or whatever.
Something A.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of A's.
Lots of A's. And then you had another brother who was blonde.
He can't deny.
Oh, right. Okay. I think he's in the movie.
And right.
I think that's why it seems so quick and so nothing in the series, because he's in one of the movies. And gets more like exposure. It's the same thing with like, there's these two female characters that show up in the series, and if you didn't watch the supplementary then it would be like, who the hell are these people? Like, but yeah. So I guess they, which in a way, I mean, it doesn't work out so much for us if we're not watching all of that extra stuff, or in some cases can't even watch it even if we wanted to. But at least for them, I do appreciate that they wanted to integrate everything, so everything that you watched that had to do with Kamen Rider Ghost was actually legitimately connected. Relevant and not just there. Like, yeah, like it's not just a throwaway random team up world. What, you know,
that's but, great, but you know, I'm not anybody got time to go search for them extras. Like, if I really liked the season, I probably would go and search for it, but
you're not watching no soccer movie.
Like,
no.
Like, I'm good. I'm good. Actually, with Gaim, I actually did watch the thing where they did the soccer thing. Like,
did you really?
I did. Did.
Wait. But you did this like later or something?
I don't know. But I watched it. Who cares if I did later? I mean, I watched it.
Well, okay, because like I can't. Okay, maybe I can't. Maybe I'm just not remembering or something.
But I mean, I did watch it. Like, I mean, because you know, I'm like, oh, look, it's more game, and I want more game. I want more of the things that I like. So yeah, when I like the thing, I will go search for the thing. And if I'm not really that enthused, I'm good. Especially when. I don't know if this is a recent Kamen Rider thing, and I just don't know, whatever, where, like, they take a good 30 seconds of, like, this person is this years old, and they did this, and they found the this, and it's kind of like what we have in Dino Charge, where, like, you know.
The recap?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's, to have them actually narrate it is definitely a new thing. In the last couple of years, but I mean, ever since Kuga in 2000, they've had like a few seconds, just showing clips of what happened.
Oh yeah, which I don't mind, but it's like the whole narration of like, hey, yes.
My name is Tenku Zitakuru, yeah, and I'm da 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 da. Yeah,
I don't need that. Don't need that at all. But you know, Ghost. You know, like I said, y'all never had no black people, you know, as your ghost. So what else?
No,
you know?
No Malcolm X.
no Martin Luther King, no Rosa Parks. So really, guess it wasn't a show for me.
Suit designs were good though. Can't say that about the recent ones.
Well, yeah, like I really like the base suits, especially for Kamen Rider Ghost. Like once you start adding all that other crap on top, yeah, who cares? But like base suit Gaim, fine. Would I if it was actually cold in California, would I love a hoodie with that design on it? Sure.
I'm not a fan of the hoodie. Just not.
I like it. I like it.
I really like his red mode. That's cool.
That's cool.
Except for then when he throws on the pink coat on top of that, or
that's, well, that's disgusting.
Yeah, stop doing that.
It was an so basically okay show. like, not a bad season, just eh, all right.
It's a very by the books Kamen Rider series.
But see, I feel like that misrepresents it, because to me, the by the books Kamen Rider series is Drive. That's the by the books one, where it's two parters endlessly, and it's like the same beats, and it's the same, you need to become more aggressive to activate the aggression form or whatever, you know.
You're right. It is not just two parters, which is very good for it, but it does still follow a lot of the same flow of, I don't know, revelations and the way they dole out the plot. It's not the most cookie cutter, but it's not blowing you away with
anything. It tried to be Gaim, though. It tried so hard, like full on tried to be Gaim, and it did not happen. No. So.
Which, for me, I would rather it try and fail than to just simply not try.
But, you know, I don't know. Like, I feel like, I don't want to say I wasted my time, right? But I don't want you to waste my time. if you're gonna be a Drive, just full on Drive. And then I don't have just to waste my time. And good. But if you're gonna like start out pretty decent and then be okay and then be kind of great and then be okay again, I'm like, eh, I'm all right. I'm okay. It's, you can't out Gaim, son.
No, of course not.
So let's just be real. And for those who are listening and are saying that Gaim is not all that we're talking it up to be, you are a liar.
That's me.
Your opinion is wrong.
I've sort of accepted that. I am the minority voice in that regard.
Honestly, Gaim is not my favorite Kamen Rider. It's not. I really like it. It's not.
Well, I mean, it's not mine either. But in terms of like recent ones, yeah, like.
Well,
kills I still have all of them.
Oh, you still like that foolishness?
What?
The one with the train.
No. I like Deno, but no, it's not one of my all-time favorites. No. My two favorite recent series are Kiva and Force.
Well, okay.
Oh, well, that was the other one I was going to bring.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, recent is a little.
Yeah. When I say, I mean recent, I guess I would say the last, I mean, since decade, I guess, would be recent.
I would have said double.
Yeah, I like Double a lot too. I
didn't finish Double.
Double's good.
Yeah. The only recent, like, I have two tiers. Like O's, Wizard, Drive, whatever. Get out of here. But those other ones, they're cool. And Ghost is just kind of in the middle, really. It's kind of in the middle of the recent ones.
I don't really have any strong opinion, but I just know that I would rather have this. I don't want this, but I'm saying I would rather have this than Drive, because Drive just, I didn't even finish it. Like, I didn't even want to get to the end at a certain point because it just didn't matter much.
You weren't feeling it.
No, not really. And so that's all I'm really, like, I'm not trying to come here and, like, sing the praises of Ghost. Like, I don't.
I will say, So can we talk about X-Aid?
Yeah, let's. Okay. Mm-hmm. Can I just say that the theme,
it's great.
I love
it's hype.
I do.
The theme.
I love the theme. Hype. Yes.
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
Yes.
I gotta believe.
So
anytime
much,
you do a countdown at the end, always good.
Yeah. So much better than the Ghost one. So much better.
Generic. The Ghost one was so generic.
Well, what, instead of saying excite, how do they say it again?
Ecusite.
Like, I watched the 5 episodes, right? And I usually just, at some point, just kind of skip the theme. Haven't done
nope.
that.
Nope.
Nope.
It's a good theme. It's a great theme. Good visuals.
To be honest with you, like, I watch the episodes, and no matter what I think of the actual episodes, I then go back and rewatch the opening one last time before it's over. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still at the point where when I log on to YouTube, it says, do you want to watch this again? And it's just the theme. I'm like, yes, I do. I'd like to watch it one more time.
They got to put out that full theme real quick. I need it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna echo something. Like, okay, the designs of the Kamen Rider. Oh, I'm gonna say that they're so awful that they loop back into being amazing.
That's what I said before the series started. I'm like, oh my god, these are so awful. I love them so.
like in no universe are they good, but they're so tasteless and they're so bad. Especially, okay, I'm gonna give you this right now. Those the level one versions.
The level one.
Wow, no.
The level. I thought it was a joke. I thought it was like they're like, okay, all right, this is funny. Like they're all right.
Well, okay, but now like, show the real ones.
I think that's what they're going to do. Is like we already know there's level 3 and 4 and 5 that they're going to get to the point where like we're just getting rid of one, because in a lot of Kamen Rider series that actually happens. It even happened in Ghost, where it's like early on, it's like, oh, we have giant monsters to fight, so let's use our cool bike to do crazy fights. And then after a few episodes, like, yeah, we're done with that. That's gone.
Yeah, I'm wondering when the CG budget is going to run out on this show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, wow.
It already has.
Level one is already,
those monsters.
Yeah, level one's already painfully close to obsolete. So.
Yeah, they're already doing the, like, transform, instantly go to the next mode.
Yeah.
One of the bros is a bike. What even?
It does remind me, the level one thing, it does remind me a little bit of, for fans of Kamen Rider Kabuto, it's the cast off, you know, I love it so much.
I love cast off.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. The difference is in Kabuto, that's awesome.
Yes, I love the voice so much. The cast off.
Yes.
And also, honestly, remember in like middle of Kabuto when they decided to make it a thing again and they did put on?
Yes, that's so good. Yes. Put on. Yes. And it comes back on. That's great. That's great.
Oh, yeah, I miss you, Kabuto. I miss you so much.
Kabuto had the sexiest designs.
But so good. I have to say, right? And it's usually, and I don't know why. I don't know if it's because I like purple. I don't know. But usually the purple ones look the best. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Gun for
maybe him. Just make your main guy look the best.
Yeah, dude, that design, like, I get they're going for the wacky video game, whatever.
Ugly.
Yeah,
it's. I mean, look, it's. I ironically love it. There is no genuine love.
And I thought it was like, oh, because like you know their hair, quote unquote, is shaped weird. And no, because purple looks the best. Purple looks the best. It looks like an actual person. Like agree.
I think the pink and purple suits are probably the best of the bunch for me. I think. And honestly, I've said this during Akiba Ranger, but like the hair thing, I don't really hate that. But as an unironic sort of like
no,
honestly,
no, no, I agree.
I'm not.
I think Akiba Ranger did it perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I have other things to pick on, like the eyes.
Better than lips. Wow.
Better than lips. Yes. No, not those kind of eyes. Jeez. Oh no. Big googly anime eyes.
Big googly anime eyes. It's legit.
As a character from RPM, you might say.
Yes.
I will say, I will give the show this, is that I was sort of like, I don't know what's going on here. Then I think it was the 5th episode, maybe the 4th episode, where they had to help, like, a bad guy. And the main guy was like, hey, we got to help people even if they are bad. And I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm into that sentiment. I'm down for that. That's an actually interesting thing going on.
I have to say, I kind of got confused who was what, because like legit
they look so similar, and it's because they're this is not like a weird subtly racist thing. This is a they're
no.
all wearing
the same.
They all look alike.
Because if the one guy didn't have like the white streak in his hair, like legit, like I don't know
because they're all in the doctor's outfits. That's why they all look the same.
The one guy likes to eat sweets.
It's
a character trait.
He looks so familiar.
Which one?
The one, the whack. Not, I was gonna say the whack one, but like the jerk off who like just doesn't. Who only
the
wants
RPG
to fix
man.
Things.
To be fair, they're all kind of jerk offs except for the main one.
Well, yeah, yes, true. But like the real jerk off who like only likes to cut things.
The realest are the real jerk offs.
The most jerk off.
Stop saying jerk off.
He does all of the off jerking.
Okay.
Shut up.
Well, I think the interesting thing is that they're all jerk offs to each other. I mean, wait, what?
Well, they jerk each other off all the time.
They just get in a circle and they just jerk each other.
Right, just jerk each other around all the time. Like, come on, just all it's over just
a this big world. Old circle jerk.
This is supposed to be a sterile environment. Like, circle come on, jerks. Guys, it's a hospital.
You guys got to use gloves for that. Oh,
yep. They just get around and then. Done. And then
I mean handling their belts. I mean, yeah.
They circle and then Poppy Poopy stands in the middle and they just
okay.
Okay.
Well, it is Japan, isn't it?
Legitimately, since I'm sure Lisa just cut everything we just said. Oh, Poppy Poopy peepy peepy poop po.
Poppy Poopy's just standing around, you know.
What is with dude? I can't with Poppy Pee Pee Poop Poop Po. Like, no,
I hate her.
I can't.
Bo.
I was fine. She was just when they were like, okay, look, we got a lady doctor. I'm like, great.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, but I'm also an idol girl. No.
Mm-hmm.
No. Go away.
I don't, because I'm confused. Is she human?
I probably not.
I legitimately don't understand. Like,
probably not.
This is an aspect that I don't even. I mean, there's plenty of aspects for this show, but I don't like this at all. I don't get this.
It feels like it's going to be one of those storylines where it's like, oh, she was killed in some accident, and he decided to recreate the main old dude's like, I created my daughter again as a computer program, something nonsense like that, I bet.
I just, I can't, it's, now. Like, I'm all down for wacky. I think my favorite use of a quote-unquote wacky character was, oh, I can't remember, was it Akiko and Double?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the slipper? Yeah,
the slipper. I thought because she was great, because then sometimes they would actually make her be kind of serious. And that's fine. You know, I love that. I thought she was a great character. But this?
The only chick that's around here, but you got to make her into an anime. Yep. So
yeah, this whole let's make this real girl into basically a live-action version of an anime character. I'm like, if I wanted that, I would go watch an anime.
And some dumb poppy, beep, beep, poppy, boop, 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 boop. Like, stop. Like, stop. This is not a Keeb Ranger. At all,
or and have if it was another to be female
that
character.
She was a video game character, then I would be like, okay, I get where you're going with that, but that's not the case. And it seems that it's a weird thing to mix the medical stuff with the video game stuff, unless they were all playing like Trauma Center Under the Knife or whatever that game was.
Oh yeah, like, Trauma Center. Yeah.
Yeah. If
I mean, that was guy mixed fruits. With
I was gonna say
dance yeah, battles. So
yeah, they can mix whatever they want as long as they just embrace it and like actually utilize it. Mix whatever you want.
The game stuff. One, nah, I'm not feeling it. Like I think the theme of a game, like a video game themed thing, would be great. It's just that I'm not feeling it, man. I'm not totally down with the meshing of the concepts, the whole video game world, and there was this whole thing about I don't read instructions and. I'll do what I want. Now it doesn't matter.
It's weird. The one thing that hangs me up is like, none of these games would ever sell. None of them. None of these could possibly be a game that sells in 2016. Well, it ain't happening.
Maybe the first one. Maybe the Mighty.
Yeah, the little side scroller.
Yeah, maybe. You know, as like a little game. Like a mobile game. You know.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're playing that game on Newgrounds. You're not buying that in the store.
I get the need to, you know, they can't design a super cool looking game.
I get that. They all have the most generic names ever, too. I am fighting game.
X.
I am shooting game.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang, shooting.
Did you just wait? Oh, bang, bang. I said something else.
Yes.
I thought we were going to go back to our cast of jerk-offs.
Whatever. No, no, actually, because of your cast of jerk-offs, I forgot exactly what I was asking about with the original blue one, but that's okay.
Whatever a tattle quest is.
Oh, and they also Pixel Pants guy, whatever his deal is. There's too many. There's too many guys right up at the front.
Yeah. I'm just gonna say I didn't find them hard to teleport at all. I don't know where this comes from.
No,
I think there's too many too fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is where it would be helpful to have some more women.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To help distinguish everybody, and God forbid, someone who isn't Japanese.
Well,
I know that's asking. That's asking even more, but I mean, it would certainly help with this kind of cast.
So we have four riders, an old man, three bad guys, and the girl, right?
It wasn't their, main doctor guy, right? Like, older doctor dude? Oh, no, because he's the guy now. Okay, yeah, I forgot about that.
All right,
yeah.
So hold on. So, you got, was this Graphite, right? Who is...
Monster
dude, right? Mm-hmm. But, human guy who stole things.
Yes.
Okay, right. Yes. Then you've got the head of the game people who is purple dude.
Yes. Get him.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Then you've got... Guy always playing games. Who's guy always playing games?
Wait. There's what guy always playing games?
The third bad guy. The one that's always sitting there playing with purple? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Third bad. So there's three bad
pixel,
guys.
Pixel pants.
Okay, that's who you're going. Pixel pants. All right. So those three. All right. Then over on whatever side, because weirdly, then you've got Doc Scapple guy, who's the jerk.
Blue guy.
RPG Blue guy.
Right, RPG guy.
Then
Battle Quest.
You've got.
Then you've got the ex-doctor guy.
Bang bang shooting.
Bang bang into your heart, guy. Then
you've got guy who doesn't know how to wear his jacket.
Guy who doesn't like to put his hands in his jacket.
Yeah, is he the motorcycle?
He's a motorcycle.
Motorcycle.
Yes, who needs a rider to ride him.
Then you have generic protagonist.
Then you have young kid who is new to the game.
Mm-hmm. He's Ryuki, basically. He's like a poor man's.
Yeah, and Poppy P. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And you've got woman.
Poopy Pants.
Only woman who now is an anime character.
Yes.
All right. And then you've got the director of the hospital. They're both working at?
Wacky guy.
Who was crazy mood swings.
Turns into a puddle of mud when the woman says, notice what's happening. Okay.
Yeah, he's basically sort of a takeoff of the captain from Drive. He's that same kind of character, which I'm fine with. I kind of like that kind of character.
And he is the father of the blue jerk guy.
This is exactly what I mean when there's too many characters. It's not for me. It's not about identifying. When they show up, I know who they are. It's just there are so many characters and so much information meant to be pushed out about them. So I'm sorry. The show is called X-Aid. I don't know jack about X-Aid, except for 30 seconds of backstory that they gave in the very beginning. And I'm just upset because he's in this mode of generic be a good guy with all of the other guys, and he has to keep proving himself and making the same point over and over again.
Mm-hmm. And I think I could like the guy if he's supposed to be the nice dude who wants to save everybody even if they're evil. Like, I'm totally into that. But it's give him some time to breathe as a character before, because you know what it's going to be. They introduce all these dudes, then everybody's going to get 15 billion power-ups.
Well, like I said, just same thing with Ghost, where the first 13 episodes are 100% about doling out new powers. The only difference is that XA decided to dole out the powers amongst four riders instead of two. So it feels like an even bigger inundation of stuff.
Yeah, because at least in the first 12 or whatever of Ghost, at least the blue guy in that one, he got a little thing about his sister. And you were oh, okay.
And that's the thing is, this series, I guarantee it, until that first little arc is over, we are going to get almost zero plot. That's just how it is. That's just how they roll nowadays.
It's so tedious.
Mm-hmm.
You have to wait.
But it's much like a lot of toku where the joke is always you have to suffer through at least 15 episodes. But you got to hope that it is going to go somewhere. Because sometimes some toku shows have kind of not so great beginnings and then end up pulling out something really great. And then others just kind of languish in hell until you get to maybe the mid-30s.
And then it gets really good around episode 47.
Just like Zoo Ranger.
Yep.
Stick with it till episode 42.
I have to say, when I was watching X-Aid, I didn't hate it, right? Mm. I wasn't just this feels like a chore. I mean, it was a lot. It was a lot for me to, grasp, I didn't hate it.
I think that's the thing with these early episodes a lot of the times, where it's very fun initially, but it also feels like there isn't a whole lot of substance there. Like, you can enjoy yourself, but at the end, I'm like, what did I really learn in this episode that I didn't know last time? Not a lot.
Well, there's plenty to learn. I want to be told a story, and I just kind of feel like I'm not like the story hasn't even started yet.
Exactly.
It's just a bunch of stuff.
Of people staring at each other and like, oh, well, and having pelican cases and, you know, opening things and closing things and stairs and walks up to a roof. Like, I mean.
It's popcorn.
Yeah.
The show is popcorn. And to its credit, I mean, the action scenes are completely insane.
I love them. I love the, like, the bike, the crazy, like, all right, like, I love it.
it's like
extreme with an X, and I love it.
Yes, extreme.
X-Aid. If this is its own episode, that needs to be the title. And either that or Cast of Jerk-Offs. So.
Yes.
You know, I love the fights, but although again, you can already tell by episode 5 they're like, oh, whoops, we blew our budget.
Yeah,
it was sort of shocked and amazed at all of the jumping and all of the freaking hit, and like the things exploding.
I always like that idea of adding like that sort of stuff on screen. I think it's especially for a video game themed. Season is really fun, and I hope they keep doing that with the hit, blah blah, get all the points or extra lives. Or then there was that whole, wasn't there a thing, it's like, you'll get a game over. I'm like, okay, that's hilarious.
Yes, I still, my favorite
someone
thing
has
still...
to say,
yeah,
someone has to say, if you die in the game, you die for
real. Yep. I still just love the whole blowing on the cartridges thing. It's the greatest. It's so good.
They blow on the cartridges
to power it up. Yeah.
Like before they transform.
Right, like a Nintendo game, yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
It's cool.
Before
it's
the cool. critical hit!
Ah, I didn't even notice that. Interesting.
Mm. And remember, guys, the games look like a 9, because it's the 9th season.
Hey!
anyways. Hey. I mean, there's little, I don't know, touches that I do appreciate. Those kind of fun of, like, him being the expert gamer, even though I just don't get what that has to do with him being a doctor, but whatever.
How does that make you Mega Red?
What?
Mega Ranger? That was the whole thing. You beat a game. You are the Mega Ranger.
Well, yeah, I don't get that. But, like, I mean, just, like, little things of, like, right before he transforms, it's like he suddenly becomes a different person, which is sort of like a fun little idea of like when you go into game mode, you get serious and become amazing. Whereas before, he's like some bumbling idiot that everybody's like, ugh, he just walked in the room, you know, kind of thing.
And that's fell good. On his face again.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, they need to, like, I get a lot of shows do this, but they need to cut it with the wacky physical comedy that they're doing all day. Because, like, in Ghost, they confined it to Bald Guy, and I liked him. Yes. But now they're, you know, we got wacky falling over and wacky sound effects. I'm like, okay, we're good.
Yeah.
Like, dial it back a little bit. I'm not saying get rid of it, just dial it back.
I'll say I like the music. I mean, obviously, we talked about the theme, but I like a lot of the background music. Like, it fits with the theme. Some of it sounds nostalgic. Some of it just sounds video gamey in, like, that sort of classic sense of video gamey, very...
chip-tootsy kind of way.
Dance-ish, you know, with a beat.
I could have sworn that at some point I heard... like the instrumental port, like to Walk This Way, like legit, like, but like, what, like, did y'all pay for that? Because I got a swan that
it's probably sound alike,
you know, but
maybe,
but there's a lot of little nods and their music, so
it's fun. Apparently, like, they're literally doing Pac-Man for the movie, so
yes.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that is astounding. Give this that is, to me forever.
This is what Pixel should have been.
Might have gotten me to watch it. I don't know.
Kamen Rider versus Pac-Man. It's like, come on, you know what, guys? Go for it. Just do it. Like, I'm shocked we didn't get a Ghost Yokai Watch team up episode. Surprised that didn't happen. So, video games and Pac-Man. All right, let's go.
Yeah, video games and doctors, though. That's a different.
Dr. Pac-Man.
Yeah, there's Dr. Mario.
But I don't understand, like, what.
Yeah, it seems like you could have just gone with video games, and that would have been fine.
Yeah, either one of them. They both sound like interesting things, for me at least, that you could make into a cool show like this, but just not this. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm not super positive on X8. At least not right now. Maybe it'll change when... Because, like, back during Gaim, you know, the first few episodes didn't blow me away either. And then that, you know...
And then episode 4 happened, though.
And it was like, what?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I hope Dr. Wily shows up. Yes.
Super fighting robot.
Oops.
X8. Mighty Action X.
Oh my gosh, if he gets a robot dog he can jump on, it'd be great.
Oh man.
Yes.
Well, he's already hopping on that one guy, so.
It's true. It's true.
Man, dude, the homoeroticism in Kamen Rider just never ends. Never, ever ends.
No, it doesn't. My thing is, I mean, this is my question as always, but I'm going to assume that you guys are going to continue watching.
Yeah, at least
but
for
is
at least
it going to be, is it a weekly or is it a, you know,
right now it's still kind of weekly. I mean, I'm watching it more regularly than, I mean, I'm 3 episodes behind on Jojo, so that's something.
Oh, I just watched the Gokaiger ones of that and was done with it.
No. He tries.
Yeah, I watched. That was hilarious. This is a complete aside, not related to Kamen Rider, but like when those two Gokaiger episodes came up in Jojo, I said, okay, I'll watch the one right before it. And I thought it was hilarious because that episode basically just recapped and caught me up on everything I missed. So I didn't need to watch anything else. It was so great. So I was like, thank you for telling me that basically nothing happened except they introed some new bad guy.
Well, I mean, they planned that because nobody's going to watch that.
Okay, but let's get real, though. The power up, the whale form, that suit, it's pretty sweet. You got to admit it's pretty sweet.
It's fine.
With the tails, it's gorgeous.
It's fine.
It's amazing. And I love it because it just reminded me how much I love Gokaiger when in this part 2, it immediately opens up with Captain Marvelous playing dead and then shooting him in the face. I'm like, yes! I love you so much, Marvelous. You are the best.
Yes.
That's how a Red Ranger should act.
Yes.
Don't be generic protagonist. We don't need that.
Yeah, dude, come in, X-Aid boy. Come on, dude, step up. Give him time to step up, please. Mm-hmm. And again, I can't with the poppy people po-po-po because yeah. I, again, when you turn your only female, main female character into basically this sort of fantasy anime character, it's like, I'm very uncomfortable with that.
Yes, and it's so strange because in a sense, you could say that before we learned about this poppy people thing, she already was a fantasy type character because she's like a nurse. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like your pretty assistant is gonna, you know.
You mean like the cop in Drive with the crazy short skirt?
At least she got to be cool and do things.
Yeah.
Like, she's still clearly there because, you know, awful and we have to sexualize this woman in some way, shape, or form, but she at least got to do things.
Yeah.
Whereas Papa, like, they aren't even being subtle about it.
Yeah, no. I don't expect I'm almost any show, especially one that's like this, to not sexualize characters. It's just, what else you got, you know?
Yeah, if you're like, you can sexualize a character, but as long as, hey, if they have a cool story too, then it's like, all right.
Yeah, I'm less offended. And actually, like, I don't have a problem with people being quote unquote sexy. Like, that's fine.
Oh yeah, sure. No. Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, to actually have, you know, character and stuff.
Yeah. Or give us a second female character.
What? What?
Maybe she can have a really clunky, ugly belt thing to transform to.
No, you don't want that, because then she'll die. She's a female Kamen Rider.
Well.
So she. Oh yeah, no. We definitely need Kamen Rider Pippo.
Yeah.
And it's just all pink.
Well, so, like, we already X-Aid? Have a pink.
That's X-Aid. Like,
yeah. Oh god, yeah, that's right. Jeez. Oh god, no.
So we can't beat that.
You know, honestly. You know, every year when a new Kamen Rider comes out, there's always somebody who's like, oh, Ishinomori's turning over in his grave. And we got to X-Aid, and I'm like, okay, you know what? I get it this year.
Maybe.
The way you said that, I almost sounded like you were going to disagree with that and think, oh, please, they need to stop that. But
no, this one, no. Every year before this, I'm like, eh, you know, it's fine. This one, I'm like, okay, you know what? I see what you're talking about.
It's I hate being so negative, but I really do feel like there's like been a change, and I've talked a little bit about like my like sort of interest in Kamen Rider, and like this is like my thing for like the Japanese shows, like usually it's my favorite, like it way more than Sentai, more than whatever, and it's just been kind of disheartening recently. It's like, I guess this is what it is now. I guess this is Kamen Rider. It's really wacky, and
yeah, Kamen Rider used to have a different flavor to it.
It did, yeah. I like. Oh, I mean, for me, it was like it was a drama. Basically, it was a drama that happened to have action and fun stuff, you know. And it's become this thing where bright and colorful and super cartoony and super this, which isn't always bad if it's like the exception to the rule. Like, you know, you had Forze and you had whatever, but like there was always this confidence of like, we're going to come back around to something more my speed or more whatever, more serious, more resonant. And I don't feel like I connect as much anymore with this. It's just kind of, here we are.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't it also, yeah, because like it's sort of, people have been like, oh, how is it any different from Sentai? Like, it's just, we already have like 10,000 main characters, you know. We already basically have like, we're basically already almost at 5 main heroes. So, and also, Tristan, you said earlier that you said you had 3 words for all of these. 2 were Watch Ultraman. What's your third word? Are you allowed to say it?
I wasn't sure. I was reserving it for something. I don't know yet.
Oh, I thought you were going to bring it all back around. Thought it was going to be really great.
You thought wrong.
Is it just an audible groan?
Yes, that's it.
I honestly thought it was just going to be, nah.
Nah, son.
Yeah. Well, you ask Lisa if you're going to watch this again, or if is it a weekly thing. I have been watching, it was a funny thing, because I started watching, because Ultraman Orb, like that's the current Ultraman show, which I do enjoy very much. I started watching where I watch Ultraman first and then this, because Kamen Rider is like the better show, at least in my mind. It's like, it's the show that you're more excited to watch, it's more established, whatever. I'm switching.
Uh-oh.
I'm switching.
Yeah, so you want to get Kamen Rider over with.
Kind of, yeah. And then get to the good stuff, which is Ultraman. And I don't even want to say, I don't want to act like Ultraman Orb is some mind-blowing revolutionary show. It's not. It's just good. There were a couple episodes, sort of, I guess, in a weird way, like this, where it's like table setting and like, let's get out the powers or whatever. But then they immediately got to good story, good character stuff, and I actually am interested. And I don't know, it's been a while, I guess, since I had that. Like, earnestly, like, honestly had that for Kamen Rider.
So what you're saying is, Kamen Rider is the show you watch while you're making dinner, and then Ultraman is the show you watch while you're eating dinner.
Sure, yeah.
That works, yeah.
it's the one that you really want to sit down and really get the most enjoyment out of. Whereas Kamen Rider, it's like, yeah, it's on.
It's on. Yeah.
I can look at another tab while it's on.
Yeah, I want it to not be that. I mean, I'm the type of person that I have to sit and watch and pay close attention. But like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. If I was to let myself be distracted, it would be on, you know, Kamen Rider nowadays. More so.
But like with any toku, you gotta at least give it like at least like eight or nine episodes before you really just decide if it's something that you're not gonna like or not. Because no matter what, unless the first episode is just garbage, you know, toku just is always a slow burn.
Often, yes.
Yes, and often. I should say often.
I'm not like giving up or anything.
No.
But yeah, it's to that point. So.
Did Lisa die?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
So I may have fallen asleep a little bit.
Oh, great.
I mean, I heard what you said. I did. I heard things like, the Ultraman for you is a better show, and things and yada yada.
I'm just throwing this out there. There's a there's an interesting shirt on Ripped Apparel today. You might want to go look at.
Oh, what is it?
Go take a look.
Ripped Apparel, is it? Ripped
yes.
Apparel. Oh yeah. Man.
Go check it out.
What is it? What is it? Is it? Are we? Is it good? Is it bad?
It's a mashup.
Oh no.
You'll see.
Oh my god.
Do you see it?
For all those who are listening at home, if this makes it into the episode, it's The Breakfast Club with Power Rangers, that iconic pose, but with the MMPRs.
I kind of like it.
Oh.
The faces are a little jank, though. The faces are
Kimberly's real jank. And poor Zach, the hairline.
Oof.
Oh, that's a Breakfast Club thing?
Yeah, it's that pose.
That's the iconic pose from the poster, yeah.
Is it the movie cast or is it the...
No.
No. Original. No.
OG.
Yeah.
And they're in their ranger suits but helmetless.
Yes.
Mm.
It's a thing. And
they've got, like, dinosaurs behind them.
Yeah.
Or, well, you know, dinosaurs and saber-toothed tiger.
It's honestly not the worst thing.
It's not the worst thing.
Mm. I've seen way worse. But yeah. The faces are too jank for me.
Yes. Especially Zach.
Yeah. Poor Zach and Kimberly got the short end of the stick on this one.
Trini's not looking too good either.
Really? I thought it'd be the minorities who got the short end of the stick of this one.
Well, Kimberly looks like she's some sort of crazy, like, she's a Navi, apparently.
Jason probably looks, well, Billy looks the best because the glasses help a lot.
But yeah, Billy's got a little bit of a janky nose, but
he has no neck.
Fine. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Billy
crap.
Has no neck. Jason looks the best.
Because, yeah, Jason's fine.
Honestly, I'm digging that Futurama one next to it more, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
So yeah, Kamen Rider, I'll check it out. Keep watching. We'll see. Are we going to talk about it again on MPS? Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
One note though. Maybe I just I'm misidentifying him, but I think one of the victims of the week was actually Kamen Rider Forze. The actor?
The actor?
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
Wow, I did not pay attention.
Is
one?
One of the he's like an uptight businessman or something like that.
Oh, really? Huh.
Yeah, kind of tall. Oh, I think he had glasses.
That was him?
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. What?
But
now I remember my question. So the doctor who's the father of the director, was he in something else? Like, was he in some other tokusatsu looking thing?
I think a couple of them are familiar to me. I just can't place them. So the cocky one, the sword guy, he looks familiar, and then the guy with the hair looks familiar. I don't know where I've seen them. I know I've seen them somewhere.
Well, I'm gonna do some googling schmoogling.
Do you have their names?
I mean, no, but if I know the name of the rider, I can figure it out. So
there's Brave. There's Snipe. There's wait a minute. So like the main dude's character's name is Emu.
Emu. Emu.
Emu. Yes. I mean, emu.
He's an emu. Yes.
Yes. Yes. That's his final form.
This is know, this isn't no, even no, my no, final no, form.
The emu is the second largest living bird by height. It's
the guy who plays which one is this? Which guy is this?
Sword guy.
No.
What guy? What do you guys
mean? Hair guy.
The guy who plays hair guy, shooting guy, was in an Ultraman series.
Okay.
He was in Ultraman X.
Okay, who's Scalpel guy?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What? That was just like the last one.
He played a character named Hayato Kijima.
Okay, I think he's like one of the main characters. Not the main one, but like one of the like people who fights and stuff.
There you go. There's the Brave. I didn't see any other roles for him. Let's check this guy. Let's check Laser.
Laser.
He's my favorite American Gladiator. Nope, nothing for him.
He's a bike. I still can't get over.
He has a regular form.
That's so weird.
They haven't shown it yet, but he does have one.
It's just such a... What? Like, why are you a bike? What?
Why are you a bike? The earnestness of that question. Why are you a bike?
It's not like Axel, where he was a guy, but he could turn into a bike. No, he's just a bike.
He's just a bike. How is that even useful? Or what is that?
How is that a thing?
How? I don't, you know, weird.
So do we have anything else to say about these, or?
No, I'm good. I'm done.
Don't say no, just play more. I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
I gotta believe.
I'm on a mission right now.
I like that one shot where his like head tilts to the side. It makes me think of the opening shot from Kamen Rider Decade.
Actually, okay. Someone pointed this out, but like the whole opening is like the openings of Kamen Rider. Like there's something for everyone. Like for everyone since 2000 at least. That like is reminiscent of something from.
Oh, you mean the Ryuki thing where they're walking and you can like little glass thing. They do that.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of them. Like the one, let's see. There's the part where his face kind of disintegrates and he sort of turns or whatever to the side, and that's from Fize. Like there's like the whole thing is like made up of imagery, seemingly from.
Yeah, and like Poppy posing with the picture is like Kiva.
Yes.
See? Yes! They're doing the things. That's an actual that's an actual reference, nine guys out there with your dumb numbers and your nonsense. That's an actual thing.
That's cool.
So there you go. I think that's about it. I think we've kind of exhausted it. I think we just all got a game over.
Cleared it with no continues.
Yeah.